Joe Gitter is an editor at America's Test Kitchen, where, you know, they're all about methodical, scientific process in developing their recipes. And they make a ton of books, magazines, videos, and TV shows, so they run a super tight ship. But Joe got something into his head one day, and he couldn't let it go, even though his team told him to back off. It was a single ingredient recipe, and he told Sally Swift all about it.
Hey, Joe, so good to have you here.
Hey, Sally.
So, what was the recipe that you found so compelling you went rogue?
Practically clear ice.
That's a pretty simple recipe.
Yes, test cooks have a saying, the fewer the ingredients, the more complicated the testing process. And this is the ultimate in single ingredient recipes. Just one.
I guess so. How did this start? What hooked you?
Well, it all started about 3 or 4 years ago. I was reading a book on cocktails, and it was just extolling the virtues of clear ice. So I thought, great, I'm just going to do it. So I followed the recipe, which involves taking a drinks cooler and filling it with water. And I had to stop right there because I don't have a drinks cooler. And then it has you put it in the freezer. And I definitely don't have a freezer that's got enough space for a drinks cooler, even if I had one. So I abandoned that idea.
Like, you're talking about, like, a big drinks cooler that you'd haul to a park. That's what they're telling you to do. Okay.
Right, like a big drinks cooler that you put beers and Coke into.
Yeah,
or whatever.
So if you don't have a walk-in freezer at your home, you're screwed.
You're in trouble. That's right. It wasn't going to work. So I just completely forgot all about it. But then, about a year ago, we started work on our cocktail book. And I was doing some research, and I read the same book again. And I thought, this is fantastic. This is my opportunity to test it, to try it out, and to make some. So I brought up at an edit meeting, and it was shot down immediately. It was like, no, we're making a cocktail book. We're not making we're making a book about drinks. We're not making a book about ice. So I got very, very short shrift, and they just basically said no. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. I'm never going to get the opportunity again. So I started in secret at the end of the workday. Every day, I just slowly just do one incremental experiment at a time until I could get to a point where I could show them something that would be worth putting in a cocktail book.
And so you found success. I know you found success. I can hear it in your voice. But will you just tell me why clear ice is so important?
Okay, yeah. So for me, the most important reason is taste. I don't know if you've ever noticed, when you take old ice from your freezer, it can taste a bit like old freezer air, stinky freezer air, right?
Yeah.
Gross. And that's because water will naturally absorb gases. And so the water has absorbed just the air around us, and it's trapped in the water. And then in the freezer, it becomes ice. And so it becomes trapped in the ice, and that's where it gets stale. If it's clear, there are no air bubbles in it, there's no impurities, there's nothing to go stale. It's completely pure water. Clear ice tells you it's pure water. So it will taste so much better.
And does it not take on freezer smell the way other ice does?
No, it does not. And that's because there's nowhere for the air to go.
So it's harder in a way, too.
Right, exactly. So it's much stronger. And as a result, when you're shaking it, it's much less likely to shatter, which will give you a better textured cocktail and also give you more consistent results. And then it also melts more slowly too. So if you just got some whiskey in a glass and a nice big cube of ice, it will last that much longer without it over diluting.
Okay, how did you avoid freezing an entire cooler in someone else's freezer?
Yeah, well, so it turns out that the most important thing about freezing ice to make it clear is directional freezing. So that means you really want to freeze the ice cube from just one direction. And if you think about a cooler, that's what essentially what that allows you to do, because the sides and bottom are insulated, the cold will only come from the top.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
But if you think about an ice cube tray, that will normally freeze from all directions. Now, what happens then is all the impurities in the water and all the trapped air bubbles will get concentrated in the center of the ice cube, and then it'll be enclosed by ice. And then that's where irregular ice crystals will start to form. And that's what causes the bulk of your cloudiness.
Okay, that makes sense. And I guess the other thing we need to talk about is what kind of water, since it's one ingredient.
Right. That was really where I started. So I tried distilled water, tap water, purified water, and filter water. and there was some variation, and distilled water was better, definitely, but it was still pretty marginal. And if you try freezing distilled water, it will still look very cloudy. So one of the things that I realized I had a problem with was absorbed gases, because distilled water still naturally absorbs air. And so I had to look into ways in which I could get rid of as much of the gas as possible that's absorbed in the water. And it turns out the hot water is much less able to keep the gases absorbed than cold water. So the solution was use hot water. But then what does hot water mean, right? Is it warm tap water? Is it boiled water? Water that's been boiled for 3 minutes, or water that's been boiled five times and allowed to cool? So I had to go through all of those versions. And I found that boiling water just for a minute drove off enough of the air to make a significant difference. So now we have to figure out, how do you freeze it? Well, it turns out that the biggest culprit for cloudiness in ice are irregular ice crystals. And they need somewhere to nucleate off. And they nucleate off the impurities. These impurities were the minerals and the trapped gases. So what we had to do is we've minimized those, but now we need to push them so that they're not in the center of the cube, they're at the bottom of the cube. And the directional freezing was key. So like a drinks cooler, you really just want to freeze it from one direction. So I basically had to cobble together a homemade drinks cooler for my ice cube tray. And the best thing I could come up with was a glass baking dish. So I took a glass baking dish, I swaddled it in about three or four dish towels before putting my ice cube trays in it. That was the setup. So essentially, little cold could get in from the side and the bottoms, and it should just freeze from the top down.
And voila, perfect clear ice for you with this technique?
No, not perfect. It's practically clear. It's practical and it's practically clear.
And I have to ask, did you go and admit to your experimentation to your book team, your cocktail book team?
Well, a few trusted colleagues knew had some idea of my progress, but not my editor. So what I did was... just at a regular tasting, I think we were tasting whiskey sours. Whilst I have everyone there, I said, well, when everyone's here, maybe I could just show you something. So I brought out these sort of seven different deli containers of ice, different samples of ice along the progression on my journey. And I sort of showed how far I'd got. And people were really jazzed with the idea. And I said, you know what? If this is really easy and you can write a recipe for it, we should put it in the book.
You win, after all. I love that. Perseverance.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you so much, Sally.
Joe Gitter is a senior editor at America's Test Kitchen. Head to splendidtable.org to get the, I guess you'd still call it a recipe, for clear ice.